It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will, too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
To be a guy.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free postgame skate. Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. That's it for Devin Hester, calling it a career and announcing his retirement from the NFL today. A record 20 kick return touchdowns to Hester's name. And the question was asked here on The Score today on the Spiegel and Parkins show. Which one was your favorite? You got one?
The Arizona game, my rookie year.
It's the one we just played.
Yeah, it's just because of that type of game and where we went in the locker room and the position we was in the locker room and forced the comeback and the defense to play the way they did. And then that return at that moment was one of the biggest stages I ever played on.
Oh, it was October 16th, 2006, when the Bears came back from 20 down at halftime to beat the Arizona Cardinals 24-23 at University of Phoenix Stadium. Hester had that 83-yard punt return touchdown, which ultimately put the Bears up. There it is, for good. That's quick. And Dennis Green, of course, went off. Urlacher had 19 tackles in that game. Bears. The Bulls no longer alone in last place, tied with Atlanta, and the Bulls host Utah tomorrow. Sixth place is where the Blackhawks are living in the Central right now, as they have Florida tonight at the United Center. And circling back to the Chicago Bears and just taking a look at the injury report ahead of their game at Detroit this Saturday, Eddie Goldman Adrian Amos, Pernell McPhee, and wide receiver Kendall Wright, all limited in practice today. Scoreboard update being brought to you by Rogers and Hollins Jewelers, Soldier Field, Navy Pier, and Rogers and Hollins Jewelers. What's the connection? They're all part of Chicago's rich heritage where magic happens and memories are made. Start your own story this Christmas and forever. Make a memory with a gift of fine jewelry from Rogers and Hollins. Use promo code FOREVER for 10% off online. Celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka and the bellwether meeting place and brewery located on Illinois Street in Chicago that is Tito's Handmade Vodka. I'm Mark Grody, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Regulator, mount up. We'll call you.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without
him. NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's time for us to talk to Matt Miller about NFL things, about college football things. You can check him out on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout, and he joins us on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
All right, Matt Miller, the big picture this year of the NFL has been clouded by injuries. Whatever it is every week, whatever the names are, we look at the all-injured teams. So from a scout's perspective, I know every year you talk about those MRI machines that are lined up everywhere. Is there any way now, is there any way scouts are being told to say, hey, we've got to be aware of injury possibility, of injury probability, of history, because of the investment in reputation, in money? Is there anything that is understood that a scout can do to help the NFL team know if a guy's more or less likely to get hurt?
You know, guys, I don't think there's anything that's like scientific that I know of. I know there, but there are a couple of different things that, you know, that go on out there. And I can tell you, I guess, three examples. I know one saying in the NFL is kind of like, you know, like if a guy has a history of injuries, like you could bet on that happening. Like, you know, the only way to predict the future is to look at the past, basically. So I think there's a feeling that, okay, if we have guys like Deshaun Watson torn ACL in college, chances are he's going to tear one in the NFL. That's just usually how it works. I think also, you know, something that Chip Kelly really got into in Philly and in San Francisco was they measure the thickness of like your ankles and your wrist and your knees. And so bone density is kind of like a predictor. Like, I guess the better bone density, the less likely you are to break a bone and have an injury like that. But then there's also this idea that, you know, whether it's like Carson Wentz, you know, who's still young, Deshaun Watson is still young, a lot of people will say, let's just get that injury out of the way. You know, like it's kind of it's awful that Wentz got hurt, and I feel terrible for him and for the Eagles who were so good this year. But, you know, most guys, most quarterbacks especially, you know, if you've torn that ACL, you're probably not going to again. And, you know, like Watson's now got one on each leg, which is a little alarming because he is a mobile guy. But it's scary. But as far as I know, there's not, you know, there's not anything where GMs are saying, hey, when you're out there, look for this, this, and this. But it is important to know a complete injury history, because I think you can look at guys like, oh, I mean, you go look at Kevin White, who it's just one thing after another, and they might not even correlate. The injuries might not be related, but it just goes to show to a guy who might be a little fragile.
Piggybacking on that, do you think that prospects are playing more football earlier in their collegiate careers that you've noticed over the last 15 years or so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, gosh, it used to be, you know, even back when I started, which wasn't, I guess, that long ago, 7-8 years ago, you know, we didn't have as many freshmen, true freshmen, who were asked to play huge roles. And then it became like where it was a rare deal. You know, it was like, oh, you got the Adrian Petersons or the Jadeveon Clownies, you know, kind of the freaks. Now it's so prevalent where, you know, it could be because we have record-setting numbers of underclassmen coming out every year. It could be because, you know, not only are guys playing more college ball, like they're playing football earlier in their lives. You know, where I live, it's kind of a football crazed area. Kids start playing football in first and second grade, and you put the pads on in like third grade anymore. You know, when I was growing up, we didn't put pads on until seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how much like bodies are just broken down faster and quicker than they used to be, but it is kind of alarming from that standpoint.
So who's the most impactful player in the NFL right now? You know, it's easy to go with Tom Brady. It's easy to go with, you know, maybe an Aaron Donald. There's no J.J. Watt this year, but when you turn on the film or when you watch these games and you just pull up a chair to your big screen and you're like, all right, I'm going to take in some NFL action, who do you see more often than not dominating the competition?
Oh, man, that is a fun question. Here's a wild card for you. Not on a great team, but Jadeveon Clowney. He is a treat to watch. Like, if you – and you don't even have to, like, get into the technique of it. Like, if you want to watch just a freak athlete who works his tail off and has great motor and instincts, it's Jadeveon Clowney. Like, if I had to – I guess, you know, if I had to watch one NFL player every week, he would be the guy. And, you know, like, quarterbacks are fun to watch, and, you know, great running backs like Le'Veon Bell are incredibly fun to watch too. But what Clowney is able to do – and what's crazy is that whole defense is hurt. Like, Watt's out and Merciless is out. And like, you know that he's the dude. And everyone's keying up to try to stop him. And he's still making it in just insane plays every week. So he is somebody that he's quickly becoming one of my favorite players in the NFL.
He's a way better run defender than I ever would have envisioned. I thought he was right? going to be a guy hand in the ground, go get you 12, 13 sacks a year and go to every Pro Bowl. But that dude sets an edge like none others.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I mean, and then there's that play against, was it Pittsburgh? Somebody stepped up to block him, and he just, like, murders the guy. And, he missed out on the play. But he's good for, like, one of those highlight-level hits every game, too.
How much optimism did the Bears' victory over the Bengals bring you? How much is reasonable for a Bears fan observing all the rookies that played well in Trubisky, Shaheen, Cohen, Eddie Jackson on the defensive side, and in turn, understanding that maybe Ryan Pace can cool off some of the heat that's been headed his way in the past couple weeks?
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? Because, I mean, more wins means you might have more John Fox next year.
Nah,
I think we hope not.
I think we're past that.
But you also, you know, you're losing draft position, which always hurts. But I think, you know, if you ask a Bears fan, would you rather pick 5 or 9 and know that you have a great young quarterback in Mitch Trubisky, you'd rather pick 9 and feel great about your quarterback. So I think games like that are encouraging. That's what you want to see. On the flip side of it, you know, the Bengals are kind of, you know, falling apart or have fallen apart this year. You know, it's not a signature win over a great team, but it is encouraging, like you said, to see all the young pieces going together. And, you know, you guys feel it more than anyone there locally with your, you know, kind of finger on the pulse of the team, what the heat is for Ryan Pace. I know just talking to people around the league, you know, there's not a ton of confidence there with that situation. Like, there's no one saying, like, you know, I had someone, an exec, tell me right after the draft, you know, Ryan Pace just got himself fired with this draft. I don't know if that's still the case, but I think every week that Trubisky looks better helps. And Shaheen, like, that was the risky pick. Like, trading up one spot to secure Trubisky, it's kind of ballsy, but it was smart. Shaheen was the one where you're like, man, that's who we took. And especially now that you look at what's happened to the wide receiver core and the receivers that were drafted after him, you can kind of scratch your head about. So I think that's the big one. And, you know, hopefully if he does get another year, you know, he's learned some lessons and, you know, you guys can be aggressive in finding some receivers, because you can't go into next year with Tariq Cohen as your best wide receiver. I definitely know that much.
Who's the next Jacksonville? And I don't mean a team that's got a terrific amount of cap money that's going to buy themselves a defense and draft really well, but who's the next team that's a sexy pick that maybe a year, 2 years from now we'll be talking about the way we talk about the Jaguars right now?
Man, it's San Francisco, and I'm not saying that as a 49ers fan, I swear.
I got you.
Looking at what they have, if they can stay healthy, because they're going to keep Garoppolo. That's going to happen. He looks really good. You've got DeForest Buckner on defense, Reuben Foster, Jaquaski Tartt will be back healthy next year. He was really starting to come on. Adrian Colbert, the free safety, is looking like a beast back there. I think they have the pieces. Now, they are going to have to draft well. The good news is they're going to have an early pick that they can either select a stud like a Minkah Fitzpatrick or, you know, Bradley Chubb, or they can trade out to a team like the Jets or the Bills that wants to come up and get a quarterback, kind of like they did last year with you guys. I think they're in great shape. And, you know, it's early to say that Shanahan and Lynch have it figured out. But just looking at the moves that they've made, the guys they've kept, the guys they've let go, the trade to get Garoppolo, it all looks smart right now. And we're also just scratching the surface of Solomon Thomas, who hopefully, you know, continues to improve and becomes that, you know, kind of, maybe he could be the Calais Campbell for them. But I think the 49ers are in great shape. It's a crucial offseason. They've got to get a true number one wide receiver. Carlos Hyde's a free agent. You're probably going to replace him. Eric Reed's a free agent. You're probably going to replace him. But they have the money and they have the draft capital to make it happen.
If you were to redraft, and I know we're only, you know, 13, 14, 15 weeks into the first year of these players' careers, but if you were to redraft, who over those last few months kind of made you think, hey, this guy would have went a lot higher if I'd have known he could do these things on this level?
Juju with the Steelers would be the guy. I wasn't crazy about him. I thought, like, ah, here's like a kind of a thicker receiver who doesn't have great speed, and he'd be a possession guy. And maybe it's because of the scheme fit, which, you know, can always up or down a guy's stock after the draft. But he's the one where right now, you know, like you said, it's 13 games in. You don't want to say you were right or wrong about anyone, but it looks like I was pretty wrong about him. I mean, Alvin Kamara is probably another obvious one. I mean, I loved him. You know, I had a first-round grade on Kamara, but I should have had
him. He was behind that giant running back for Tennessee, right? I forget the guy's name, but, like, the dude was the size of Eddie George.
Yeah, he was behind Jalen Hurd, and he was behind those dudes to Alabama. Like, I mean, he was at Bama for a year and transferred because he wasn't getting playing time. So it's crazy how overlooked he was.
I think we're learning that we're at that time in the NFL season when, because of attrition, we're looking at undrafted free agents in starting roles, looking at guys off of other teams' practice squads. And this sport, more than any other, is a sport of opportunity. And if you are healthy at this time of year, if you feel good and you are ready to try really hard, you can almost make yourself good in a way that I don't know how a scout can ever be responsible for knowing.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I get made fun of this, but I say it every year. It's not the best team that wins the Super Bowl. It's the best healthy team.
Yep.
You know, that's why, like, it's so boring. The Patriots are probably going to be in it because Tom Brady's healthy. And that's really all you need. As long as Brady's healthy and Belichick's healthy, that's good enough to get you pretty far. And it's why you could look at Philly, who, you know, looked like maybe a team to beat in the NFC.
Nope.
And now that opens everything up there. You know, whether it's Seattle or the Rams or, you know, the Vikings or the Saints. It's more of an open race now, but it is. It's not about who gets hottest, because look at Kansas City right now. And it's not about who looks good through 10 weeks, because now we got Philly banged up. It's really about depth and keeping your starters healthy. And that's why, you know, these 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and UDFAs are so important, because this time of year, those are the dudes you're relying on. It might be on special teams. It might be as a 3rd or 4th receiver, but you got to hit those late-round picks because they will carry you.
Agreed.
Thanks, Matt.
Good stuff.
Thanks, Phil.
That is Matt Miller, who joins us weekly. Zach Zaidman coming up next. The segment brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips, only at Taco Bell. Zach has the latest on the Bears from Hallis Hall next on The Score.
After announcing his retirement, Devin Hester joined the Spiegel and Parkins Show.
Hester 5! Touchdown, Bears!
No way! I loved in the letter, hopefully next time I'll see y'all in Canton. You think you're getting in?
Yeah, hopefully, man. You know, my three goals in life was, you know, to have my jersey retired in high school, make the Hall of Fame at UM. I did both of those within the last 2 months, and make the Hall of Fame in the NFL.
Hear Spiegel and Parkins' entire interview with Devin Hester at 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Every great hero knows when it's time to ride off into the sunset, and that's why I'm going closed circuit to a man whose head is still probably resting on his pillow right now. A bottle of whiskey down to its last drop, and a giant fur coat lying at the foot of the bed. Because Jay Cutler last night was a walk-off. It's never going to get any better than that. As far as I'm concerned, that has to be Jay Cutler's last game. That's how I want to remember him. My concern is a game like that is going to have somebody else believing, a coach, an offensive coordinator, or an owner, that he can do it again. Even if he spends this offseason like he did last offseason, football in the closet, chunking up, and then going suns out, buns out on some beach in Mexico. Don't risk it, Cuddy. That was a masterpiece. Walk off on that, Jay. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollAndBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will, too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com. Promo code LINENS, BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Right now, your Hyundai dealers have the best deals of the season, but only if you make the nice list.
Is that a legal caveat? Because I'm pretty sure I made the naughty list.
Well, we on the nice list get nice things, like an available panoramic sunroof on the Tucson.
Seems to me that available turbocharged engine leads more toward naughty.
Well, having available Blue Link connected car service on the new Sonata is super nice.
Sure, just like three available driving modes, including that mischievous sport mode on the Santa Fe Sport.
Okay.
Naughty or nice? There's a Hyundai for everyone. Get some of the best deals of the season on select models at the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event, going on now. Hurry in and lease the 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. Offers end 1-2-18. Call 877-248-1585 for more details.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Canals.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit pajamagram.com.
I'm offered Friday night from 6 to 9. Join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes along with special guest Terry Bors at Stanley's Restaurant and Alehouse in South Elgin for a special live broadcast. See Lawrence do the show live and buy a copy of Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime. Then get it signed by Terry himself. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. A Score of a Lifetime, available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We're live on the radio.
Check this out.
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Zach has the latest on the Bears.
Guys, had a chance to watch Jay Cutler and the Dolphins with Bears offensive coordinator Dow Loggins last night.
Golly. That hair is strong.
Who do you think he was talking about?
Cutler?
Jay's face?
No, he wasn't talking about Jay. That was from today at the podium. There's a reporter that has a brand new hairdo, and Loggins noticed it immediately.
Who is it?
ChicagoBears.com senior web writer Larry Mayer. Who?
What do you mean a new hairdo?
It's like a
He used to look like Rob Riggle, the comedian actor, mm-hmm. maybe now looks a little bit more like Cal Penn, who played Kumar in those Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle movies.
Oh, so he's got a little bit more panache. He's got the Kevin Zipak.
Yeah, a little bit.
The Dennis Gambino.
Yeah. So here's Dow Loggins on Larry Mayer in full.
Golly. That hair is strong. You look a lot younger, too. That's real. You guys thought it, too. No one said it, though. Obviously, it's much more enjoyable talking to you guys after a win.
Yeah, obviously. So,
you don't care about anything to Dow had to say other than Larry Mayer's hair observation. Thank you, Zach. We appreciate you,
happy
man.
December.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, no. And there was a great exchange, by the way, between Sun-Times reporter Patrick Finley and Mitchell Trubisky today regarding his play on third down. Listen to this. It was very funny.
Throwing an interception on third down.
And why would you jinx me? Come on, dude. Come on, dude. That's not cool.
What's the balance?
Don't talk about it. Put him in a timeout.
You're bouncing a team.
The best way to not do it is not talk about it. Just working hard on third down, trusting my guys, and again, being aggressive within the time in the play, and trusting my reads, and just continue to use my accuracy and use good footwork is just what's going to allow us to stay good on third down. And taking care of the football is always number one priority, so we're just going to continue to focus on that. You better hope. Oh, my gosh.
So the quarterback showing a little bit of humor there. And I think
he's
going to
throw four interceptions now on third.
I don't know, but I do know that last week, if you heard him or bits and pieces of what Trubisky had to say at the podium, he didn't sound like that. And he was tense. He mm-hmm. was a little chippy, clearly angry at the fact that, you know, he put in a lot of work following that loss in Philadelphia where he felt he did not play well. And he thought he had a good game against San Francisco. So did Dow Loggins. The issue was that they felt they didn't have the ball enough to make the 49ers pay from an offensive standpoint because the defense had difficulty getting off the field on third down. But everything was working in the right way against Cincinnati, and he built on that game and had his best game as a professional football player. So I think the fact that he's loose, it's a good thing. It shows that after five straight losses, they can have a little bit of fun in that locker room. And I'm interested in seeing the adjustments that both the Lions and Trubisky make, because this is the first time in his pro career that he's going to face a team for the second time.
So does that mean that you expect they'll game plan specifically to his burgeoning skills against a defense that is missing Haloti Ngata, their run stuffer?
Well, I thought Trubisky actually played well against the Lions, don't you, the first time at Soldier Field. So there are obviously things that his His running ability was on display in that game. What do they do to try to take that away? And can the Bears take advantage if they try to overcompensate to stop that? Those are the things I look at. Plus, you know that they're going to review what the Bengals did, try to find out why Kendall Wright was indeed open all game and try to take that away. So does that open up Dontrell Inman more in that game where that wasn't the case against the Bengals? So the chess match will take place. I'm interested in seeing how it works, especially a short week for both teams.
Good game by Compton as well. I mean, I did not think that this team would look like they looked as far as running the ball without Kyle Long, but they moved people around, which is all you can ask. How do you think the offensive line will fare going forward, knowing that Kyle's not there for the rest of the year?
Well, I think they have a lot to build on, and you know, usually you would say that the Bengals have as good of a front line as you have in the NFL, especially when Geno Atkins is right, and clearly he was not right Sunday in Cincinnati. But I thought Compton had a terrific performance, because mm-hmm. you know that the Bengals probably circled number 76 and they were trying to go at him, and you know, he did a pretty good job. Had that penalty on the Tariq Cohen play. Also, at one point, Dow Loggins saying, you know, there have been several plays this year where it looked like Tariq Cohen was going to go all the way, but just happened to step out on a big run or a big catch after the run. And he said, we got to teach him where the white lines are in order to understand the geography on the field.
They didn't have that in North Carolina A&T.
He's on a playground. Football with boundaries before.
Do you think he played football with boundaries at North Carolina A&T? Well, I know you have to do an update, but when we come back, real quick, I want to play you John Fox on Devin Hester, which will also be interesting when you guys interview Dave Tobe in a little bit.
Well done, radio professional.
Scoreboard update.
We're live on the radio.
Yeah, from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, indeed. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's calendar night presented by Rose Pet Solutions with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Beginning with the Cubs, it's a repeat question from last offseason and perhaps still relevant on how much Javier Baez plays and what he is.
We have enough, I think, position players that we really don't have to push anybody to 162. I hope it doesn't come down to that, but yes, Javi is an everyday player.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon has not completely shut the door on trying Kyle Schwarber in the leadoff spot again if he gets back to being patient at the plate. Schwarber, incidentally, estimates that he's lost 25 pounds. White Sox manager Rick Renteria is thinking about either Lurie Garcia or Adam Engel at the top of his order. Blackhawks host Florida tonight, and the Bulls get the United Center tomorrow against Utah. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Zach, you have John Fox sound.
Now, it's interesting to get Fox's perspective on Devin Hester, because he never coached him, but he did coach against him.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's up there in the elite for sure. You know, I had the opportunity to coach Rod Woodson. He had a lot of touchdowns, you know, not being an offensive player, you know, competing in the same division for, you know, a long time against Deion Sanders, kind of the same type. You know, Devin was a guy that, you know, I know he got thrown in at different positions. You know, you try to get him on the football field, but, you know, I think it's like 20 touchdowns. Being, you know, not on offense, you know, it's pretty impressive. Those other two guys I mentioned are Hall of Famers. You know, how it's viewed moving forward, I know my thoughts are that's pretty special. You know, to not have a, quote, offensive or defensive position, and, you know, in the return game, you know, the kind of production he had was very, very difficult. He changed games.
Does he belong in the Hall of Fame?
Well, in my opinion, I don't get a vote, so but I definitely think so, because he was, you know, it like took forever for Ray Guy to get in, and I always thought he was very special, you know, as a punter. But
curious to you that, given the importance of special teams in the game, that there aren't that many special teamers in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think you know, I get asked that a lot. You know, I've, you know, messed around even with coaches. There's not many, quote, special team guys that are head coaches, which is kind of bizarre to me. You know, even John Harbaugh, who I've known for many years, he actually went to defense right prior to getting the head coaching job. You know, it's hard to change that. You know, like I mentioned, Ray Guy, I was actually at his, you know, at the induction when he was
inducted.
All right, so that's John Fox talking about.
That's John Fox trailing off.
Yeah.
It's not Shakespearean, but you're able to understand what he's trying to say.
I didn't know that he's asked that question a lot. hey, John, what do you think about special teamers
in the
Hall of
Fame? Special teams questions. I'm not done, John.
Yeah, old Foxy, he knows he's got three more weeks of you guys. That's what it sounds like to me.
All right, Zach, we got to do nuggets and tidbits because Dave Tobe is coming up.
Well, that was it. So,
okay, great.
Ask Dave Tobe if Devin Hester had been off the board the year that they drafted him in 2006, who would the next pick have been?
No, you do that on your own time. Thank you, Zach.
See ya.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless sweaters, or wireless sweaters, toys at a fraction of the price. Burlington, gifts for everyone. Former Bears special teams coach, current Chiefs special teams coach, and head coaching perennial prospect, Dave Tobe, scheduled to join us next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm at Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, wrapping up 2017, you ask? By giving 0% financing for 60 months plus, special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualify customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Say hello to a kitchen clean that zings. Pinellan Max Aromas Lemon Multi-Purpose Cleaner leaves a long-lasting lemony scent for a stunning kitchen clean that makes you want to sing. Clean bright with Pinellan.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Valid in-store only. See coupon for details.
Spiegel and Parkin sent you to Sport Clips.
Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
What's on your mind, kid? Make it fast.
I'd like to work here at Jimmy John's, world's greatest gourmet sandwich shop, sir.
Why do you want to work at Jimmy John's, kid?
I'm perfect for Jimmy John's.
Doing what?
Delivery.
Delivery?
Delivery.
We deliver pretty fast here at Jimmy John's.
That's what I heard.
What'd you hear?
You deliver pretty fast here at Jimmy John's.
Then you heard right.
I'm a fast study, sir.
You know the Jimmy John's slogan?
The Jimmy John's slogan.
Jimmy John's slogan is sub so fast you'll freak.
Sub so fast you'll freak is a swell slogan, sir.
When people call for a Jimmy John's sandwich, they want it fast.
Then I'm your man, sir.
How so?
Because I'm fast.
Fast at what?
Fast at everything.
Can you deliver fast?
I can deliver fast.
How fast?
I can run a 440 in 220.
Minutes?
No seconds.
That's fast. You deliver before?
I delivered newspapers before.
Were you fast?
Very fast.
How fast?
People got tomorrow's paper today.
That's fast.
So do I have the job?
Not so fast. How do I know you're not just some fast talker?
I can get your references.
When?
Now.
These are good references.
Thank you.
But at Jimmy John's, you gotta be more than fast.
More than fast.
You gotta be polite.
Fast and polite.
Fast and polite.
I can do fast and polite.
Okay, give me some time to think it over.
Okay.
Okay, I've thought it over.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injuries Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah. If he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football. Just to see them get a feel good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And the Colts have had a hard time all season covering kicks. It's Hester trying to work it back to the middle. Gets past the first wave, and here he goes. It's Hester inside the 30. Hester's going to take it all the way for a touchdown. And no flag, 92 yards.
Oh, the good old days where the Bears scored on special teams and defense.
One of the great moments in Chicago sports history before the rest of that game occurred.
Yeah, and the guy we can thank for that and many, many years of great special teams play is on the line with us right now on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Dave Tobe, the current special teams coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. How you been, Dave?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. One of your former pupils, Devin Hester, calls it a career, and we've been talking about it today, the moments that he gave us, and I think he should be a surefire Hall of Famer. Why don't special teams guys get into the Hall of Fame more often?
I agree, and I think he definitely deserves it, and 5 years from now, we got to do everything we can to get him in there.
Well, I also think, too, it's a reminder of just how electrifying a kickoff return can be. And yet, as we're seeing in the league right now, there are very few of them. And when they come out, often the guy's bringing it out from 8 yards deep or 6 yards deep or out to the 25. It is a play that also we know has a high correlation with injury risk. So we may see less and less of that play, and it's less and less likely that there's ever going to be someone like Devin again. Do you agree?
I agree, and I'm not sure, you know, even if they didn't change the rule the way they did, that there ever would be anybody as good as him. He is that good. He was that good in his day.
When did you know? Like, what practice or what moment, what time in camp? And I know that in talking to Greg Gabriel about it and the scouting and the desire that the Bears had to get him, they always knew he could do this. But did you at what point did you say, oh, I've never seen anything like this before in my life?
I mean, I saw it in college watching the tape. I mean, you see the talent that he had. I mean, really, a lot of credit goes to Greg Gabriel and Jerry Angelo and Lovie Smith for pulling the trigger on him as early as they did in the second round. I mean, that was kind of unheard of back then. You know, to take a guy that really was primarily a returner, kick returner, really didn't play a position. You know, they stuck their neck out there and took him in the second round and really kind of shocked the league at first. Until probably about after the second return for a touchdown, then everybody started jumping on a bandwagon and said that they loved them too. So that's the way it went. I mean, those guys did a good job to get them in there.
Dave, we're going to put you on hold real quick. Your line's a little bit choppy. See if we can clear that up with our producer, Brendan McCaffrey, on the other side of the glass. Looking forward to talking to him about, because he mentioned the tape, and we always hear defensive guy stumping for a guy, offensive guy stumping for a guy. But when you see someone truly special or a guy that you think you need, where it's like, okay, I know this guy isn't a highly touted wide receiver or linebacker, but look at the way he gets downfield. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to him about converting speed to power, which you have to identify as a special teams coach.
Sure.
And you know, the different attitudes that you have to adjust to offensively and defensively, which I think would make him a great coach.
Yeah, we also know too that a special teams coach is gonna go to bat for a guy like Devin Hester. Mm-hmm. And say, look, I don't care where, if he's a cornerback, right. I don't care if he's a wide receiver. You call him whatever you want to call him. Just make him available for my special team.
What other than speed, when we talk about his talents and his attributes, what did Devin Hester have that separated him other than the top notch speed? Dave?
Sorry, hold on one second. I can't talk right now. Hold on.
Is he talking to us or is he talking to someone on the other line? Did we? What just happened?
What is that?
This is going crazy.
Dude, I'm done talking to football, guys. Every time something, it's always my question. It's Dan's introductions, and then it's my question. What? Is there a fire in Kansas City? Like, what just?
I told him to hang up when the black guy asked the question.
Well, of course, as does everybody, pretty much. There's so many of us.
I'm not allowed to talk right now. Right.
He told me not to talk to you. What? What the? I thought he was talking to somebody, like, I thought he had the other phone.
Yes, I thought he was saying to someone else, like, I'm doing a radio interview.
He was talking to us.
He can't talk right
now. Did Dave
now?
Just get fired? Like, what? Wait. That is the oddest. I'm sorry.
Was he pulled over?
I'm not going to pretend like that's regular
that's
radio.
That's never happened before.
Did the Miami offensive line coach just walk into the room? Like, what?
What?
You know, sometimes I've never experienced anything like that in my life. I'm stumped right now. Mm-hmm. Is Dave okay? Did the creepy people take Dave? Is everything all right, Dave?
I'm good now.
We thought maybe you just got.
You gotta remember, I'm in my office at work.
Okay, yeah, no, I thought maybe you just got axed or something, and you had to get off the phone.
Oh no.
Okay, all right, we get back to the interview now. Other than top end speed, were there any other attributes or talents that separated Devin Hester from the regular returners?
Yeah, I mean, something that a lot of people don't realize how strong he was. I mean, he would break a lot of tackles that, you know, a lot of guys would go down, like arm tackle would just bring the other guys down. He would run through it. You know, that's something that, you know, really people didn't really realize as much. You know, his speed was kind of, everybody saw that. But the strength and then the vision that he had, the vision that he anticipated, you know, the coverage, where it was coming from and where to cut, and just the timing of the cuts, too, is something that was just nobody else did what he did.
How many plays did you guys have? Because every time we watched, it was like, oh, look, Devin just reversed field and he's taken off. But yeah. how many things, because Pat Manley has talked about what you guys studied and the weaknesses in other teams, but how many things did you have to install on a week-to-week basis to capitalize on his talents?
No, we usually went into every game. We had like about three or four special returns, you know, just designed for him. We thought that, you know, would get a team, you know, in particular week. So, but the thing is, you got to get the ball kicked to you, and you got to have those situations where, you know, he took advantage of it, and he did. I mean, there was a lot of times where he got big returns, you know, not necessarily a touchdown, but he was setting field position up for us every game.
We were just hearing from John Fox talking about special teams coaches and opportunities, and I remember talking to you years ago and making the point that a special teams coach has to work with everybody. Unlike just the defensive side or just the offensive side, you have to find a way to incorporate everybody on that roster into something of value, be it blocking or tackling or a specialty role. Why do you think that that particular truth isn't accepted more when it comes to head coaching candidacies?
I just think it just hasn't been done. You know, it's such a rare thing. You know, Harbaugh did it, but he actually got out of special teams, you know, for a year before he got the job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not too many guys go directly from special teams. I mean, that's, you know, I know Frank Gans did it, didn't have a lot of success with it, but I just think it's just not accepted yet. You know, until somebody does it and has, you know, has great success with it, will it be a normal thing?
We know you're concentrating on the Kansas City Chiefs season, but do you want to be a head coach one day?
I do. You know, that's something that I, you know, I obviously, you know, over the, you know, last 4 or 5 years, you know, to talk about it, and I've done some interviews where, you know, it's something that I might want to do for sure.
When you've done the interviews, what has been encouraging, what has been discouraging through that, now having gone through that, saying, okay, I've experienced this, I'm a little more prepared for it, and that every time you do it, you know you can get a little better?
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is. And then, you know, I think the whole public perception, I think, is changing, you know, of a special teams coach. You know, I think people are coming around to the idea, hey, you know, it does make a lot of sense that this guy does coach everybody on the team, and he's up in front of the team every day, you know, giving them a motivational speech, or, you know, telling them exactly what they want to do in each position. You know, you coach O-line, D-line, everybody, you know, offense, defense, DBs, running backs, everybody, you know, every day. So it's something that I think just the public knowledge is coming around a lot more than
See,
it has been in the past.
Now I think I know what happened. I'm doing some forensic detective work here. So you're on the phone in your office. Andy Reid is walking by. Mm. Andy Reid says, wait a second, Tobe's on the phone. Who is he talking to?
It's the Chicago number on the call.
Right. Yeah, he sees a 312 number on there, and he thinks, well, here it goes. Here's the start of it.
He's been telling me he wanted to go back to the Bears.
Get off the phone and start working on your game plan for next week, Tobe. That's what happened.
Believe me, this phone call doesn't happen unless they get it cleared by Coach Reid. So we were supposed to talk about Devin Hester, not me.
Okay.
So yeah, let's get back to Devin Hester.
Ah, we're done with Devin Hester. we're finished here. No, we're not going to do that. When you look at the way you mentioned the rules, how it's affected special teams and how the kickoffs have been pushed forward a little bit and is taking the game out of it, and now you're seeing guys kick the ball short. Can the NFL or coaches game the system and make it so that, hey, it doesn't matter what you do to the rules, the kickoff will always be an important part of the game?
I think the kickoff will. I don't think the kickoff is going to go away at all. I really don't. I don't know how you can take it away, especially the end game situations with onside kicks. And I mean, what are you going to do? Just take those away? You can't. So you got to keep their kickoff in the game. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the same.
You mentioned that you've been in previous interview situations before, and I always find it hilarious when guys say, yeah, we met for 8 or 9 hours, we had a really good meeting, we had breakfast and lunch. What can possibly be talked about for an entire day when it comes to what you're going to do on third downs or how you're going to put your staff together? Like, how many scenarios do you have to go over and be ready for when you're in that interview situation?
Well, it's you know, it really is pretty thorough, and you'd be surprised how time flies. You know, there's a lot of detail to being a head coach, a lot of detail. And
do they ask you about staff or scheme?
Oh yeah, yeah, staff is important. Staff is huge. You know, especially for a special teams coach, you got to know who your offensive coordinator is going to be, defensive coordinator, and what your philosophy is, and how you're going to attack teams, and how you're going to motivate, and you know, how you're going to handle the discipline situations. I mean, everything matters, and they ask every question, and they leave no stone unturned. They want to know exactly what they're getting. How about Devin questions? How about that?
Well, we're up against the clock, so we're done now.
Asked and answered, and appreciate, as always, your time and your candor, and wish you the best of luck with the remainder of the Chiefs season and with whatever may be in your future professionally.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, man. And, hey, let's get him in the Hall of Fame because he definitely deserves it.
We'll do our best.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay. All right. Take care.
That's what happened. I guarantee you Andy walked in.
Somebody.
You
think it was Andy?
Yes. You don't act like that. It's not your boss. You totally would. Because Andy's probably listening.
No.
He's standing outside.
He's having a bowl of pasta with Chris Bosio. I mean,
just throw a handful of M&Ms at him.
See? I didn't want to do that.
Imagine you always have a bowl of M&Ms at the ready.
Uh-oh, Andy's coming.
Here you go.
All right. We got another news here at the top.
Yes,
of the hour.
We do. If you ever have battled bed bugs, I have the simplest way. Somebody very successfully has stumbled upon an easy and inexpensive way to eradicate bed bugs once and for all.
Okay. I have a magical NBA season that we're not celebrating the way we did a couple of years ago. And I also have another thing. It's the timeline. We talked about the NFL's injuries. The timeline is ridiculous. We talked about that all pro team that's on the side. And I got another couple, you know, some smaller things as well.
I wanted to ask Dave about that onside kick at the end of last night's game.
He wasn't going to trash it. He wasn't going to trash it.
So funny, though.
You have to pay respect to Bill Belichick and the Patriots at all times in public.
Well, sorry.
And talk crazy about them behind their backs.
Okay.
That's what they do.
All right, cool. So, in other news, coming up on The Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
And I tell you what, number six, he was cool in the pocket for four quarters. He wasn't rattled. He didn't show panic. You know, when he was in a hot huddle, Doug, he had total command. He didn't show fear.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery, located on Illinois Street in Chicago.
Stop struggling to find the perfect gift for somebody who has it all, because one thing they probably don't have is a massive box of meat from Omaha Steaks. And the holidays are coming up. You got to get this done. And some of these great deals aren't going to be around, like this one and the family gift pack from Omaha Steaks. You go to omahasteaks.com, you enter Dan B in the search bar, and it should take you right to it, and you get 75% off this deal. And I have had the pleasure of having this arrive at my doorstep, and then I look through everything, and I always think, it's going to take me a while to eat all this because there's so much food. And it's great because it's from Omaha Steaks. So you know you're getting high-quality stuff. And this is a big package. The family gift pack is only $49.99. And you think, okay, well, I better get a lot. Well, you do. You get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasas, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasas free. All that. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter Dan B in the search bar, and you get a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit pajamagram.com.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Win weekly prizes from Jewel Osco in the Score Great Deals Sweepstakes promotion. Enter online at www.jewelscoregreatdeals.com. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
We're throwing an interception on third down.
Why would you jinx me? Come on, dude. That's not cool.